Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now and visit with the Executive Director of the Western Museum of Mining and Industry. Grant Dewey's joining me right now on the KRDO Newsline. Grant, it's Dan Koschel. Thanks for joining us. We know how busy you are these days. It seems like the Western Museum of Mining and Industry is the hotspot these days for everything.
Well, hi, Dan. Great to be with you. And, well, certainly our neighborhood is a hotspot. They're developing all around us.
Exactly. I was there last weekend for the Best of the West Wings Fest. And it was a lot of fun. And man, it was packed. But we've also got something that's going to be starting here very, very soon. And that is the Halloween patch, the Miner's Pumpkin Patch. Let's talk about this. And you have a really big history, a rich history of presenting this to the public. Isn't that right?
So, yeah, we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years now, and it's just been so much fun to invite the community onto our 28-acre campus so they can see what is here for them to enjoy. And each year we try to add value to the patch with new activities and such. So it's been a real pleasure and blessing to work with the community and have them here and just go through such a fun, family-friendly type of activity.
And I didn't know that this was a fundraiser for the nonprofit museum. And the museum itself has been around for 53 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You can imagine there was nothing around us 53 years ago.
So exactly.
We were established on a homesteaded farm and ranch, which is really fun, which makes us a perfect match for the patch. We've been here over 50 years and looking to stay another 50. And so that's why we really appreciate the community coming out to help support this fundraiser.
It almost feels like I can't remember the name of the balloon, that balloon cartoon where the guy has his house and the city is built around him. I mean, that's what it kind of feels like. But it really is. I went last year, and we're going to be there again this year, broadcasting live on October 14th. What are the dates of this year's patch, and how can people get tickets and more details?
Great, thanks for asking. Yeah, we are an island of nature surrounded by all these folks. And so the patch is each Saturday in October. So that's the 7th, 14th, 18th, and 21st of October. Let me get that right. 7, 14, 21, 28 of October. So the four Saturdays. And the easiest way to get tickets is online at minerspumpkinpatch.com, minerspumpkinpatch.com. Or go to our website, wmmi.org. Either one of those will get you there easily.
And if somebody has never been to the patch, if they're listening for the very first time right now, and by the way, you can go back and listen to this podcast on KRDO.com. Just go to the radio page. There's more than just pumpkins. I mean, this is an activity, plenty of activities for the entire family, which I absolutely love, including my favorite activity, which is panning for gold. I mean, it is really a great, unique experience there.
We do try to add some very unique aspects for what we have, and gold panning is one of them that everybody enjoys. And we design our patch for people of all ages. So we throw in unique things like our catapult, where they can toss a pumpkin with catapults, they can do pumpkin smashing, and so try to make it available and fun for everybody. Some of the other unique things we have are certainly our demonstrations. So we have machines that we can operate and show that are hundreds of years old, which is really fun. And we have just all kinds of artifacts on campus that are great for history and education, but really fun for photo ops as well. So just some great unique things, hay rides, magic shows, animal encounters, and probably another really cool one is our vintage apple cider press. Not many people have probably seen how they actually created apple cider from scratch. So, yeah, check it out. It's very, very unique and fun.
No question about it. And how much are tickets? And again, you can go to the museum's website to find out more details and on how to get the tickets, right? How much do they run for the family?
Yeah, thanks for asking, because we do try to be affordable for families and folks in our community and add great value. So the cost is only $11, and that includes, that's online, and that includes your parking, all the yard games, all the demonstrations, all that sort of thing. Pumpkins are separate this year. And then in person at the patch, it'd be $13. So still very affordable for a family.
It is absolutely terrific. We, the KRDO family, is going to be having our family fun day there. We're going to bring all the staff members of both the TV station and the radio station, and we're going to have a big fun gathering there on the 14th. It should be a lot of fun. And you do that for corporations as well. And we're really looking forward to seeing everything that the Patch has to offer this year. It's so much fun. People need to get their tickets. Don't waste this opportunity. And all the money goes to this nonprofit and keep this running for 53 more years. Isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Dan. We're excited to have you guys out. We do have school groups, so make sure people know that as well. And like you said, some private parties. So
absolutely.
It's open. It's made for the public to come enjoy. So you just have to call or get our website.
I know we're going to be talking throughout the month of October about it, just to kind of remind people about it. But so far, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, Grant. And thanks for everything you do. And we'll look forward to seeing you coming up on the 14th and the entire month of October.
Well, thanks to you, Dan, and the team. So we look forward to seeing you, and thanks for the help.